Let's welcome book reviewer Emma Hislop. Hi, Emma.
Hi there.
Bliss Montage is by Ling Ma.
It is. Now, many people will be familiar with Ling Ma's 2018 debut novel, Severance, which pre-pandemic imagined a world ravaged by the sudden onset of something called Shen Fever. So by early 2020, Ling Ma was being hailed as some sort of oracle of the pandemic. But Bliss Montage is a collection of short fiction. Now, this writing disturbed me in the best way possible. Ling Ma writes with a cynical tone, and this along with the most mundane domestic imagery, everything sort of somehow morphs into the macabre. Now, this is writing that, in short, stays with you whether you want it to or not. Apparently, most of these stories were seeded by dreams and drafted during the first year of the COVID pandemic. But what the eight stories in Bliss Montage do so cleverly, I think, is crash through our carefully built ideas and mirages. She seems to be a master at subverting our expectations, at asking us what happens when fantasy tears through the screen of the everyday to wake us up. And could that waking be our end? And is it fantasy or is it self-delusion? Now, make no mistake, Bliss Montage does not offer an optimistic take on life, but I think this is part of the reason I loved it so much. Her men are predatory and irredeemable, among them a violent serial lover and a huge number of faceless ex-boyfriends, but it was actually the woman who interested me the most. Ma somehow harnesses this feeling of alienation to capture perhaps the elusive experience of being Asian American. Her protagonist is a middle-class Chinese-American woman who assimilate easily into white society, and Ma often drops references to Asian-American identity only to move on without completing the thought. It seems to be these brief, isolated moments are mostly placed to the side of the primary action. A rootlessness pulses through all of Ma's women, both a repulsion of the male gaze and a craving for some sort of validation. It was so clever, I thought, and that they're portrayed neither as victims or victors. The stories are often also a tug of war between characters who sort of vie with each other for control. Take the opening story called Los Angeles. Here's how our narrator introduces herself and her world. The house in which we live has three wings. The west wing is where the husband and I live. The east wing is where the children and their attending au pairs live. And lastly, the largest but ugliest wing, extending behind the house like a gnarled broken arm, is where my 100 ex-boyfriends live. We live in LA. As with many of the stories, the deadpan tone of this voice urges us just to roll with it, and so we do. The husband, who our narrator tells us she met on loweredexpectations.com, only speaks in dollars, not words, which is hilarious on the page. You might think the story is about the truth of most of us living with memories of people, old lovers and others populating our headspace and so on, but nothing is just one thing in this collection. I think what's so clever is the way she subverts our expectation. Satire turns savage and something whimsical can suddenly become extremely poignant. The answer to the question of who does a story belong to seems to be whoever is left holding onto it at the bitter end. And it simultaneously asks the reader to question what the work's about and rejects any specific reading of it. Another story, Peking Duck, takes place in an MFA class and explicitly warns against asking of any story what's the lesson here supposed to be. The pieces all share a definite mood, and it's actually lonely as hell. Characters float among chatting groups at parties without making a ripple. One woman awakens after a plane lands to discover that her husband has disembarked without her, and it registers, but barely. When characters disappear in these liminal spaces, and quite a few do, it's unclear whether anyone will ever notice. As another reviewer said, Ma wants to see what bodies can do in fiction aside from wreck our self-esteem. In one story, a character says, "Those are my cheekbones, don't lose them." Then when the cheekbones, along with the rest of her, disappear for more than a few hours, the unnamed woman panics from inside her new selflessness. It's as though Ma is asking, "Who are you if you cannot see who you are?" And just to finish, while I'd say all the stories in Bliss Montage are haunting, none are didactic. Ling Ma writes with such authority that we are simply swept along like the professor through the portal, which is another story. If sometimes we wonder where we've ended up, maybe that sense of dislocation is the desired final effect. And I'd highly recommend this collection. I loved it.
Thanks very much, Emma. Emma Hislop has reviewed Bliss Montage by Ling Ma. It is published by Text, $38 the price.